This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. A new report gives Colorado high marks for preparing educators to teach science-based reading. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
Colorado was one of only 12 states to receive strong ratings. That's according to the National Council on Teacher Quality. The state has had explicit literacy standards since 2016. Since then, state literacy experts began doing site visits of college teacher preparation programs. They had to provide evidence of meeting each standard. The state also requires districts to use curriculum based on the science of reading. 68% of Colorado fourth graders can read at the basic level or above. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
In Metro Denver, the number of people accessing homeless services has risen by thousands. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The Denver Metro Homeless Initiative's 2023 State of Homelessness Study shows more than 30,000 people accessed homeless services in the 7-county metro. More than 9,000 experienced homelessness on one night last January, not including people living in vehicles, motels, and on couches. More than 9,000 students were homeless. Affordability and family issues were major factors that led to home loss. Most newly unhoused people were already in Colorado before they lost their homes. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
And the annual point-in-time survey starts today in parts of Colorado. The nationwide effort tries to count the number of people living on the streets over a 24-hour period. The Denver and Colorado Springs areas are among those undertaking counts in order to maintain federal funding. That data will be released later this year. Mostly cloudy for much of the Front Range today with highs in the low 50s. This is CPR News and KRCC.